Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Justin Bieber, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa with you. You know, I always assumed that that clock that is above your head on the wall was an atomic clock. That is not an atomic clock because the time's wrong. According to that clock,
Oh, wow, that's really wrong.
That's, well, just an hour off. It's 7:08 in the morning, according to that clock. I just always assumed it was atomic. You know what that means, right?
No.
The atomic clock is...
Atomic clock, I thought, was when the world was going to end.
No, it's a special kind of clock that it, I don't think it needs batteries. It just needs to be.
That makes sense.
And the time is, it comes from a satellite or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So pretty much that kind of clock will outlast all of us.
Right. It's in, and so it's always on time. And yeah, so that clock is clearly wrong. I don't know if my internal clock is messed up or not either. Because this morning I was up at 3:20 and not 4:20.
See, I think that this was exactly what I needed. I'm feeling fresh as a daisy this morning.
I feel great.
That extra hour of sleep is like exactly what I needed.
But I would like my internal clock to have adjusted to that and still continue to get me up at 4:20 in the morning, even though my body feels like it's 3:20. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I don't want to get up at 3:20. I don't have anything to do during that hour.
I'm still envious that your internal clock just wakes you up because I don't really have one of those unless it's the weekend. And then my internal clock is like 7:30 a.m., baby. Good morning. Like, and I'm up and at 'em. So.
But does your body wake you up at the same time, though, or is it always different?
Yeah, I wake up at the same time every day, but like I wake up to like go pee at the same time. Or like I said, like if I don't have anything, if I'm not working, I will automatically wake up by like 8 a.m., but for work, like when that alarm clock is going off at like 4:30, oh, it's a little early.
Yeah, my clock will get me up in the middle of the night sometimes at 2:14 a.m.
Oh, wow. It's always that.
For a bathroom break. It's not 2:15. It's not 2:13. It's 2:14.
It's not funny how that works.
Yeah. But then for some reason, so I was up at 2:14, but then my body just made me get up an hour later.
And what did you do with your extra hour? Did you just stay up?
What can you do? Like, I don't have anything productive planned. I mean, I guess I could start working on the show somehow, but it just...
You could work out.
It throws me off. I thought of that, but then I'd be all sweaty right now.
Bill has this weird thing that he's very self-conscious about, like, working out before the show because he thinks that I'm going to care if he is a sweaty mess coming in here. I don't... Like, my nose never works. I don't know if I've never told you this, but like, I don't smell anything ever. Like, ever. I can't. That's why I'm constantly taking allergy medication because like, my sinuses are a mess. You wouldn't bother me one bit.
I don't think I'm worried about bothering you. I think it's just that I just feel gross.
Mm.
Like, I just need a shower. I don't like that feeling.
I guess that's fair.
But I feel good now. I feel wide awake. I want to hear about how Halloween night was. How did it go at your house on Friday night? We will get to that in the next 10 minutes on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Ed Sheeran got all dressed up for Halloween. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't. What was he?
On his Instagram, he sat down in a chair with and got heavy makeup on. He became Pennywise from It.
Oh, with the red hair, too. That's perfect.
And then he walked around New York City.
Oh!
There's a picture of him, like, sitting in a coffee shop, just sitting
could
at the window.
Could you, like, tell that it was him, or was he, like, so done up in makeup that you couldn't tell?
You could not tell it was him.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like, finding out afterward that, like, the Pennywise that you saw in NYC was actually Ed Sheeran. Like, getting on Instagram and being like, wait, hold on. Wait a second.
You can go see the pictures on Ed's Instagram. Okay, so Halloween night at Alyssa's house. It was something that she's been looking forward to for probably a year.
Yeah, a full year.
Ever since she moved into her house. And, the buildup was all this past month. And, of course, Friday night was trick-or-treat night. Now, here's what I know. She had the entire house decorated with, you know, the 12-foot skeleton in mm-hmm. the yard. She was overly prepared with 5 bags of candy.
Yes.
And ready for the trick-or-treaters to come to her house. Alyssa, how was Halloween at your house on Friday night?
I'll be honest. Y'all had me scared there for a second that I wasn't going to get any kiddos.
Yeah, there were people that were calling up and they were saying, Alyssa, we don't think that you're is going to be that busy.
And you know what? I appreciate everybody that was trying to manage my expectations. I am an over-preparer. And I'm really glad that I overprepared because we got like over 200 kids. Like easily, like between 200 and 300. Bryce and I had like a SWOT analysis meeting afterward. I don't know if you guys do this at work, but I love these after big events. Mm-hmm. It's what were the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So we sat down. We're like, okay, what went well? What could we improve upon? I got like, I did like a mystery box of like choose your Pokemon. With like 3 different boxes, each had 100 little prizes in it. So moral of the story, 300 little prizes for the kids to grab. 224 of those were gone.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, and a couple kids took more than one. Some didn't take any. So I would say between 200 and 300 kids, a lot of very fun adults, all with their little sippy cups full of whatever they were sipping on.
Right.
But it was a really good time. We had a blast. We were out there the whole night. There was just nonstop people. The only thing that I really wish we would have gotten to do was walk over to the infamous Parma Park. We didn't have time, but Bryce and I wanted to go see the pandemonium for ourselves and see how crazy it was on that street. But our street was popping too. We couldn't get a second away.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to talk to the parents? Like, why were people warning you that your street wasn't going to be that busy because of the Parma Park place?
I think that it's because, so Parma Park Boulevard is the really hot street in Parma Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't live on that street, but I live like 2 streets away. So I think one of our listeners that had called up on Friday, he lives in my like little area too. And he was like, I really don't get that many. And I live like 2 streets away. So I understand, but we must have just been in a sweet spot to get kids. We went through 3 bags of candy. So I still have 2 bags left. I got to take back to Costco. Went through 300 glow sticks, a bunch of stickers. Bryce got rid of all 60 of his full-size candy bars in like less than 30 minutes. I would say it was very much a success. We had a blast.
So what do you need to improve for next year in your SWOT analysis of trick-or-treat?
Okay, yeah. So next year, we got to get the projector working. We couldn't figure it out this year. Network Wi-Fi issues. Got to figure that out next year. We also would like to do like a haunted house walkthrough next year, really up the ante. Bryce also said he's like, I got to get like 5 boxes of full-size bars because he only got 2 boxes and they were gone so fast.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think just like more planning. We want to go bigger next year. Bigger
a haunted house walkthrough, like through your actual home or?
No, outside, like in the yard.
Oh, set it up in the yard.
Yeah.
All right.
We might collaborate with the neighbors because they weren't doing any trick-or-treaters. So we might see if we could like use their yard.
You could turn
forces.
You could turn your street into the new Parma Park Boulevard.
Hey, so I have a neighbor across the street. Dude, he was putting out more decorations at like 4 p.m. He's been putting out more decorations every day. I'm sure he'd be so down to make our street the street. Not the only one that was really excited on my street.
Well, if you are a neighbor of Alyssa, You're in for a lot of work next year.
Yeah, let's make this happen, you guys.
The pressure is on now.
I almost just said my street, but I won't do that over the airwaves.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Let's go to Alicia. No, that's not right. Alicia.
Alicia? Oh my gosh.
Alicia in Cleveland Heights, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
What is your good vibe to share with us?
Okay, well, I just started working out again for the first time in like 15 years, and I have been every day for 4 weeks now, and I feel amazing. I feel amazing, and I have lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
Nice going. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start working out again?
I don't know. I just felt lazy one day. I think maybe the weather changing and I was indoors and like, ugh, you know, and I was like, I got to do something. I got to get out of the house.
Got to get up and moving.
Once I went 2 days in a row, I was like, you know what? This is not that hard.
What kind of stuff are you doing in the workout room? Is it cardio? Is it lifting weights? What are you doing?
It's mostly cardio, like on the elliptical machine. I like that. I've been re-binging Stranger Things from the beginning, so that helps a lot.
Right.
And I just, like, I make it through half a show. I give myself 20 minutes. That's all I need, 20
minutes. That's 20 minutes. Get the heart rate going.
And then, yeah, and then so most of the time I'm good to keep going for a little longer, and then I'll do, like, you know, some sort of like an ab thing after, just a few crunches, and that's all. It's in and out. And not as scary as I always thought it would be.
I think that's the hardest part sometimes, just getting back into the routine of things.
Yeah.
It really is. Just like the thought of like getting there and doing it.
Good for you, Alicia. That's a good vibe. And I hope you stick with it.
Thanks. Yeah, I think I will.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Samantha in Lakewood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Make it make sense Monday. What is on your mind this morning?
I would love for someone to explain the point of those ridiculously bright blue headlights.
Oh.
It seems to always be the extra tall trucks that are shining them directly into your eyes. And, like, at least half the cars on the road are short cars, like sedans and stuff, and it hits right on the mirror.
And it just blinds you.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're even legal.
I feel like I've heard Alyssa complain about this before. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. This is like one of those things that when I see lights like that, oh, it makes me so mad.
So these fluorescent lights, are they coming with the car or are people going out of their way to buy these? So they're sort of like the same thing as truck nuts. Like it's an accessory to your car. Like you hang the truck nuts.
You know, actually, that's a good question. I know back in the day, cars never came with these kind of lights, like the high beam looking lights. But I don't know. Maybe they do now. I haven't bought a car in a while, so I'm not sure.
If they are being manufactured with a car, there must be a reason why. Like, are they supposed to be safer? Like, we're supposed to be able to see better with fluorescent lights?
I mean, there's no way that these things can be safer because I can't see a thing when they hit my mirror. Like she said, like,
right.
they blind you.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the point of them with a giant truck, like if you live out in the middle of the woods and there's deer and stuff jumping out at you. But in the city, half the time, if your headlights aren't automatic, if you drive out at night around here, you can't even tell because the streetlights. Obviously, don't do that.
Right.
All right, Samantha, we'll see if anybody can make sense of that. We certainly can't.
No, I definitely can't, but I would love some answers here.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
216-474-0104. If you want to make sense of fluorescent headlights, if there's something else you want us to try to make sense of, make it make sense Monday. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Q104. Make it make sense Monday. Samantha in Lakewood upset about the fluorescent lights. People are texting in. Unfortunately, most are made with the car.
Really?
My Jeep Grand Cherokee has them, and I hate them.
Now, why would they do that? I literally just encountered a car like this on my way into work this morning, and I was sitting there trying to adjust my mirrors because I was just in my eyes. Can't stand lights like that.
Now, this person, they have them. So are you annoyed with them when they're in your car, too, or are you just annoyed with them when somebody else has them because they're blinding you?
Oh, I mean, I've never had them in my car, so I wouldn't know, but I get annoyed when other people have them and it becomes a problem for me.
Okay, let's put a pin in this because I don't think people are just texting in. I don't know why they're so bright.
I really don't. They have gotten infinitely brighter over the past 20 years, though.
It has to be a safety issue, but I don't think anybody considered the effect of the lights in the rearview mirrors.
That feels like more of a safety issue to me.
I know, but I'm saying they were trying to be safe.
Yeah, I getcha.
And then they realized that they didn't realize they were making another hazard.
Right.
With those lights.
There's some issues there, too.
All right, we'll put a pin in that. Moving on, we have Nina. Nina, good morning.
Good morning.
Make it make sense Monday. What's on your mind this morning?
I have a real issue with people who are decorating for Christmas right after Halloween.
Oh, yeah, too soon. Way too soon.
We literally just had Halloween. The decorations are still hanging up.
But there's always those people. I know what you're talking about. Always those people, like November 1st, they're putting the tree up. Like, I don't understand it at all.
We have two months almost until Christmas. Like you just, we basically have forgotten Thanksgiving, which is still a month away almost.
Yeah, like we're not even that close to that.
There's no reason I should be seeing Christmas decorations up.
Are you? Are you seeing it?
Yes. In the house across the street from me, they already have the tree up.
Oh, come on.
Fully lit in the window. So I see it all the time from my living room.
Get out of me. All right. Send a picture. Take a picture of that and send it to us. I need to see that.
Oh, I will.
I really need to see that.
I believe it. There's been Christmas stuff in stores for weeks.
I know that, but I think people talk about it like ironically, like as a joke, like I'm going to decorate for Christmas the day after Halloween.
Have you never had friends that do this?
No, nobody does this.
I have friends that do this November 1st every year.
Oh, come on.
It's the worst.
It makes no sense.
I am so serious. They literally, I've gone out with them on Halloween before and they have to go home early because they're decorating the next day. I'm not joking.
Oh, that would annoy me. If I looked out my window and I saw there's my neighbor with their 12-foot skeleton up there and all their Halloween decorations, and then the neighbor right next door that has their tree up, that would drive me insane if I saw that.
Yeah, like pick a lane.
I thought Thanksgiving was like the marker. You have to get to the next one, and then after that, you're allowed to decorate for the next
one.
I mean, it used to be done that way. That's the way that I remember it growing up.
And
I know
that's the way I'm still living my life.
216-474-0104. Make it make sense Monday. Do you have your tree up already?
I hope not.
Has somebody in your neighborhood already decorated for Christmas? There's no way.
And is
There's
that person you? Fess up.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. You know the Backstreet Boys. 7:30 banger this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. 216-474-0104. Make it make sense Monday.
This is quite the controversial topic. Our texts are blowing up right now.
Nina was upset that her neighbor has already put up her Christmas tree next to her neighbor that has her Halloween decorations up.
Right. Nina's saying it's just entirely too early to be doing all that. She said that, I think it's, she said her neighbor across the street like has their tree up and lit.
Missy in Cleveland Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Christmas at your house yet?
It's beginning to be, but what we do is put everything up and then we don't light it. I would light it, but we don't light it because my husband wants to wait until Thanksgiving. So we light everything Thanksgiving night.
Okay, so you're just prepping right now.
Well, yeah, but you know, sometimes you turn the tree on to test it to make sure, and we've done that at night, you know, just to make sure everything's working. I could not wait until Thanksgiving to start putting my stuff up. Plus, with little ones, they're all excited. They want to do it because their friends have their tree up. It's just a whole different thing. And I don't really see anything wrong with it. No. You're working to get it done, you know, because then you can relax and actually enjoy it as opposed to scrambling right before Christmas.
All right. Not too soon at Missy's house. And it's just practical.
Well, they're waiting to light it, which I can respect.
Yeah, I know. But let's say that you have like these reindeer in your front yard that
right.
are all lit up. You still have the reindeer in your yard. They're just not lit up.
I mean, I understand taking advantage of the warmer weather, but I really better not see anything lit. That's where I stand.
Here's Jackie in Medina. You don't want to see anything lit up yet.
I don't want to see any Christmas lights right now.
Jackie in Medina, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening at your house? Is it Christmas yet?
It is Christmas, 100%, but for a very special reason. I will be 9 months pregnant after Thanksgiving, and I am not going to decorate. 9 months pregnant.
Oh, gotcha.
But I will say my tree is lit.
It's okay. So I do have to ask, though. No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. When did that go up?
it went up yesterday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Saturday.
Okay.
Literally right after Halloween.
At least it was in November. I'll give you a pass. That's fine. You're very pregnant, so that's understandable.
You know, I'm hearing so many practical reasons. You know, Jackie's because she's not going to be very mobile.
I know,
she
it's making
assumes.
Us sound like big Scrooges over here.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about all this yet, because I actually might have changed my opinion on this this morning. I'm driving into work this morning, and I always listen to the news on the way in, so I know what's going on in the world. Even though
I don't do that.
We don't really talk about what's going on in the news on this show, because our show is supposed to be the distraction.
From all those
things. From all the news. And I'm listening to the news, and the first story is about the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the air traffic controllers who haven't been paid in weeks, and they're calling off work, and the airports are starting to become chaos. And then they talk about the SNAP benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into what's happening in Nigeria right now.
Oh,
and it's like, it's so heavy. And it's like, you know what? Maybe I should put up the Christmas tree.
Well, I did just see a text come in saying something very similar. Like, oh, yeah, it's this one. Christmas brings joy. It's been a rough year. I'll do what I want.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, right. It's like, maybe we need to do that.
You just know what? There are bigger fish to fry, bigger problems in the world. Sure. Put the tree up. I don't care.
The Q Morning Show. Sarah in Twinsburg is here to help us kick off a new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, and hopefully you know the rules. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready with your question, Sarah?
I'm ready.
Question one, what did the Titanic collide with?
An iceberg.
Question two, name the grocery store chain where if you need a shopping cart, you have to use a quarter.
Aldi.
Question three, who is the only female artist to have won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year 4 times?
Taylor Swift.
Question four, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were once a couple a few times. What was their celebrity nickname?
Bennifer.
Final question. This Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana.
Stranger Things.
Sarah, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Get in here.
I'm in. I'm here. What's going on?
Sarah is coming in hot today.
Okay. On a Monday? Jesus.
Red hot on fire. All 5 questions correct.
Oh, come on. You said Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarah, you're making my life so difficult this morning.
My kids are going to be so happy. They've been trying to get me to call in for a long time now.
Let's get to it. Alyssa needs all 5 of these correct just to avoid the loss and to tie Sarah. I'm not going to score you throughout. We're just going to ask you the questions. We'll reveal the winner at the end. Question number one. What did the Titanic collide with?
An iceberg.
Name the grocery store chain where if you need a shopping cart, you have to use a quarter.
Aldi.
Who is the only female artist to have won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year 4 times?
Taylor Swift.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were once a couple.
Uh-huh.
A few times, actually.
Yeah.
What was their celebrity nickname?
Bennifer?
Final question. This Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana.
Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. Sarah, she went 5 for 5.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh!
Were these just super easy questions today or what?
No. I was not sure about the Grammy question. I was between T-Swift and Miss Beyonce.
Well, clearly, Sarah in Twinsburg, super smart. Alyssa doesn't need any more compliments.
Well, good game, though, Sarah. Good game. Very nice showing.
We have some prizes for you, Sarah. Hang on. Thank you for listening to us, by the way. Hopefully, your kids are still proud.
Yes, thank you. My name is Sarah, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Okay, now that clock is screwing me up. There's a clock in our studio.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was an atomic clock, where an atomic clock is never wrong. It always tells you the correct time. That clearly is not an atomic clock because it's about to turn 9:04.
And there's no keyword yet.
I looked at the clock and I'm like, hey, we're supposed to give away Jonas Brothers tickets right now.
No.
I'm like, wait, no, that's an hour from now.
Yeah, we got to get somebody to change that. I actually, the past like 24 hours, I have been discovering all of the non-atomic clocks around me. There's more than I would have thought, if I'm being honest. I had my car, the microwave, the stove, and then also my little 90s old school alarm clock, the only thing that wakes me up in the morning. I had to reset that too.
All right. So 1 hour from right now.
Joe Bros ticks.
Jonas Brothers tickets.
For next Tuesday,
Do you carry cash with you anywhere anymore?
Not really.
I don't either. I want to get into this survey. I guess cash is cringe.
Oh?
That's next. Q104. It's Q104. Is this texter trying to make me seem stupid?
We keep trying to call somebody that has been texting. We're playing like phone tag almost.
Well, someone just texted in. They're like, bro, There's only one atomic clock, and it's in Colorado.
Oh, that text.
No other top clock is atomic. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah, that person is definitely trying to make you feel dumb.
So, in my last radio job, in our studio, we had hanging up on the wall is what our engineers called an atomic clock. And they said, don't ever touch it. It will change itself.
And they referred to it as an atomic clock?
And the clock will always be correct. And it would always be like synced with iPhones, too, for some reason. It would always be...
Yeah.
It's kind of... I thought that's where iPhones got their
saying, if an engineer tells me that that's the name of something, I'm going to listen.
So I don't think it's...
Engineers are smarter than we are, so who are we to say?
I don't think it's out of the question to say that we have an atomic clock in the studio that I... Fine, yeah, Colorado keeps time for us, but we would have the correct time hanging up on the wall.
We might have one, too.
No, we do not have an atomic clock.
We don't.
Because it's an hour off.
Yeah, ours is not, but Bill thought it was, but it isn't.
I think it's funny, this texter's like, bro, there's only one atomic clock. Like, I don't think everybody knows that. Anyway.
Bro.
So according to this survey, cash is cringe, according to Gen Z.
Of course it is.
They don't like using the cash.
Of course it is.
I'm with them on this. I don't like to use cash. I don't like to carry cash with me.
I don't either. I mean, I do agree with them that I don't like to use it, but I don't think it's cringe. I'm not like, ew.
I think the majority of people, I think it's cash is like a last resort now. Don't you think?
I would think so. Honestly, for me, it's like I get nervous having cash because what if I lose it? You know? And then there's nothing I can do to get it back.
Where would you keep your cash that you would lose it?
Like in my wallet or a change purse.
Okay, but if you lost your wallet or change purse, would you not also lose your credit cards?
I mean, I would, but that's an easy click of a button, and I just turn them off, you know?
Or you could use Apple Pay, because a lot of Gen Z uses Apple Pay.
Could do that. I will say, I've used it a couple times, but I'm not very... I don't use it a lot, Apple Pay. I always forget about it.
We have Will. Will's 14, and he's using... Just like our debit cards and our credit cards. Whenever he needs money, we just send him out with one of our cards. I'd like to get him his own card, like his own account.
That would be really good to do. I think I got my first account around his age, 14. Because it teaches them like how to use a bank account. And like it's really nice, too, when you go and set up an account. Because you can have him sit down with you, with the teller. You can ask questions.
On the flip side, I think the only person that would disagree with this particular survey is my wife, who I'm pretty sure was raised during the Depression era, even though that's impossible.
It's literally not possible.
Based on her age.
But you've mentioned that before with the way that she spends or doesn't spend money.
One time, we went to a Waffle House in rural Georgia that only accepted cash, and this was in like 2001. And since then, it's like we need to have cash everywhere we go because they might not accept cash.
No.
And I'm like, that was one time.
It was one time.
At a Waffle House.
Dude, every single time I go on a trip anywhere, my pap or my mom will send me with like 100, 200 bucks in cash just in case. I'm like, guys, I don't need. They're like, if you need cash. And I'm like, I'm telling you for a fact, I don't need cash. Like, why would I need that? I don't.
And then we went out to eat at Whitey's a couple of weeks ago. Whitey's in Richfield.
Oh, and they're cash only.
And yeah, she knew it, too.
She knew.
I'm going to go get cash because we're going to go to Whitey's. They don't accept cash.
And something about paying that like $2.75 service fee at an ATM that is not your bank. I'm not paying it. I don't want to do it.
See, our bank cancels those fees.
Like do you PNC?
No.
Oh.
Our bank, what do we have? I think Huntington.
Oh.
Apparently there's no service charge. So you can use an ATM everywhere. Huntington doesn't force you to pay the service charge.
Must be nice.
Hey, I don't know. I didn't pick the bank. All right. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, Q104. So Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, they are the stars of Wicked. Wicked for Good is... It'll be in theaters, what, later this month, November 21st?
Yeah, it's the Friday before Thanksgiving.
I did not realize that Ariana and Cynthia were such good friends, like in real life.
Oh, yeah, they're like besties.
I thought they were just coworkers, like you and I are coworkers.
No.
But behind the scenes, you know, we barely speak. We don't talk to each other.
Okay, All right, we talk sometimes.
No, just
we
kidding.
Hang out here and there.
I'm just kidding.
But we don't have any matching tattoos. I will say that. We did mention maybe one day we'll get a Q104 tattoo. I don't know about all that. But Bill has no tattoos, and he said he'd be down, so.
Would you get a matching Q104 tattoo with me?
If you do it, I mean, who am I to say no?
You really would? Can we get it with the colors in
sure.
it, too?
Sure. That's fine. I'm in. If you will get a tattoo, time and place.
I feel like this is a little too easy to get you to go along with this. Like,
it's not hard to get me to get a tattoo.
It feels like you should lose a bet or something if you have to get a matching tattoo with me.
You get like two mimosas in me and I'll get a tattoo. Like, that's all it takes.
Anyway, so Ariana and Cynthia, they have multiple matching tattoos. Like, they have a heart on the back of their leg. They both have that. And they just got another one to commemorate Wicked for Good dropping on November 21st. It's tattoos on their palms that say For Good.
Aw. Well, that's sweet.
But you were telling me that you don't think that...
That's not going to last, no.
I didn't know that. Like, if you got a tattoo on your palm, like it rubs off.
I mean, nobody ever gets them because it's a really bad spot to get a tattoo. Like, on the palm of your hand, you use it so much that it wears off, basically. If you remember back in, like, 2011, everybody was getting the inner lip tattoos. They fade. Everybody was getting them because they only last, supposedly, like, 5 years.
But I see a tattoo on your finger. Is that the same thing? Does it fade?
Yeah. So this is actually, it looked a lot better when I got it done, but it has faded, I mean, terribly.
What is that on your, is that a penguin?
Yeah, you can't even tell. It's a star. It looks terrible. It looks so bad. PSA, don't get hand tattoos.
Do you have any matching tattoos with anyone?
Myself?
Yes,
I have a matching tattoo actually with my best friend in San Diego. We got matching silly goose tattoos. So I have a silly goose tattoo on the back of my arm, like above my elbow, and she has it right below her elbow.
Okay. And she's your bestie for life.
Yeah. That's like, she's my best friend, and it was just like, we always say, like, we're silly geese, so it was just a silly little thing. I don't know. We went to brunch. Again, had some mimosas, and we're like, this is a good idea.
That's what I want to hear about. What is your matching tattoo with someone else? 216-474-0104. And I'd love to know, has that friendship stayed as strong?
Ooh.
Or maybe you got a matching tattoo with an ex?
Oh, I hope not. I hope that we're past that, but I could definitely see some people getting them with the besties.
216-474-0104. Who has your matching tattoo? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Q Morning Show. Nice to have you here this morning. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. We heard about Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo getting matching tattoos. Wicked for good matching tattoos. Wanted to hear about your matching tattoo. When did you get one? Who do you match with?
Are you still close with that person?
Let's talk to Betty in Elyria. Betty, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who do you have a matching tattoo with?
My best friend, Lisa.
And how long have you known Lisa?
Kindergarten, and we'll be 59 in November. We're three days apart in our birth.
Oh, okay, and you're still very close.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you and Lisa still besties. Now, what is the tattoo of?
It's a heart with the earth in it, because we said there's like basically no one on earth like you.
Oh.
Oh my God.
So cute.
When did you guys get it? Like, you said that you've been friends since kindergarten.
She bought it for me for my birthday. Now,
second grade.
She loves tattoos. She's got, I don't know, 15. I don't even know how many. I'm not a big tattoo person, but she had asked me for years, and finally I was like, okay, I'll do it. And so a couple of years on my birthday, we got them.
Okay.
And it was funny because I made my husband go with me and hold my hand.
Oh, well, you're a trooper.
I think you should get matching sleeves.
No, she would do that in a second, yes, but no. I even told my husband, I said, I'm done. I'm not having to match in one with you now, but
aww.
No, it's awesome. I don't regret it at all. It's very cool.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you for listening to us. Let's see. Jessica in Medina. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is your matching tattoo with?
I got a double whammy for you guys this morning. I got matching tattoos with my first husband. Unfortunately, I've been married and divorced 3 times. Not the same person, though. 3 different
okay.
guys.
Gotcha. All right.
But I got matching tattoos with him with our initials when we were first married.
Mm-hmm.
And I since got mine, obviously, since he's an ex, got mine covered up. But the best part of that story is that he kept his, and we're still in contact. It was, like, not a horrible divorce or anything, but this was, we got married in 2002 at the ripe old age of 20 years old.
Oh, yep. yep, there it is.
And so his grandma said, I never noticed that tattoo before. You know, what's JRS? What does that mean? And he said, geez, Ryan's stupid.
Oh, no! It has a new meaning for your initials.
It does. Which is fine.
I didn't hear, geez, what?
Geez, Ryan's stupid. Is that what it was?
His name's Ryan. So my initials are JRS.
Oh, so
geez, Ryan's stupid.
All right. I'm glad he has a good sense of humor about the whole thing. Jasmine in Cleveland, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about your matching tattoo. Who do you match with?
So I have a matching tattoo with someone who was my best friend for 10 years, but we are no longer friends anymore.
Oh, no.
What's the tattoo of?
It's a butterfly with like half flowers on it, like covering half of it.
Okay, so did you keep it or did you cover it? What was the move once that friendship ended?
No, I still have it. I mean, she holds a dear place in my heart, mm-hmm. even though what she did was pretty messed up. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever cover it up because that was a big part of my life. So
yeah, And it sounds like it's a pretty tattoo, too. So it's not like, you know, a name or
yeah.
an inside joke or anything like that.
Yeah.
Hmm. I was trying to think of something that inspirational, that had some meaning here. Like, your best friend was a butterfly, but she flew away.
I guess.
She, I mean, yeah, I guess, she evolved. I guess you could look at it that way.
She was yeah. a caterpillar, but then a butterfly.
Eventually,
we both evolved.
And she's gone.
There you go. Yeah, you grew up.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. It's better to have loved and
lost to than to have never loved at all.
Right. Something like that. All right. Very good. 216-474-0104 if you want to get in touch with us this morning.
So when are we getting our matching tattoos, Bill?
I can't believe I don't even have to talk you into this.
Do you even know me? We've worked together over a year now. Come on.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. I was looking at Jessica's name a second ago.
I know. It was like Jessica Bieber? Like, where is he going with this?
Why can't Bill say the name I did it again.
Jessica.
Justin.
Justin.
But I was thinking Jessica in my head. That's what got me all confused. Anyway, did you see the Bieber's Halloween costume?
I did. The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Very cute.
Mr. and Mrs. Incredible and I guess baby.
Baby Jack-Jack.
Baby Jack-Jack. What's the name? Isn't their son named Jack? No, that's not what it is.
No, it's Jack-Jack.
That's their son's name?
No, I don't know what the other one is.
Justin Bieber's son.
Oh my God, it is Jack.
It is Jack.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the other incredible son. Isn't there another little boy? Maybe I'm going crazy.
Who? Wait, on the Incredibles or in the Bieber family?
In the Incredibles.
Okay, I was like, I don't know who you're referring to.
There's one baby for the Biebers.
Yeah, there's...
I don't know how many for the Incredibles.
They have a daughter, a son, and then a little baby son.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get on the same page before the show ends this morning at 10 o'clock. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. You versus Alyssa, head-to-head trivia. We have tickets for OAR on the way for that. And Jonas Brothers tickets after 9 this morning. The Q Morning Show. Hey, it's Linda in Bedford Heights. Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I will ask her 5 questions. Alyssa's going to come back in the room. I will ask Alyssa the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most correct will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Linda, are you ready?
Sure am.
Question 1. You might need this procedure when you turn 45 or older so a camera can look at your large intestine.
Colonoscopy.
Question 2. In the U.S. version of The Office, what is the name of the company where the characters work?
Oh, man, it's been a while, but I used to watch it. I don't know.
No guess?
No.
Question 3. He used to be the tight end for Tom Brady on the Patriots and the Buccaneers. I will accept his nickname.
Damn, I don't have them as my fantasy team.
He's retired, if it helps.
Right. I'm not sure for tight ends anyway, so no, I don't know that one either.
Let's move on to 4. Katniss Everdeen was the main character in what book/movie trilogy?
Everdeen, a book and a movie. I don't know, Scrooge.
Final question. A particle with an electric charge is a proton. What is a particle with no electric charge?
Electron.
Okay, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Linda, hang on.
I know, I did crappy.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Oh, Linda, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for playing the game this morning. I know you did your best. Alyssa is almost ready here. She's sitting down in her chair. Her headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Linda in Bedford Heights.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
It's a rough morning for Linda.
Okay.
Maybe she has a little bit of a Halloween hangover. I'm not sure.
Perhaps.
Did a lot worse than the last couple times, that's for sure.
How bad was it?
Linda only got 1.
Okay, well, you know what? Better than 0.
All right, let's just get through this here, Alyssa. Question 1. You might need this procedure when you turn 45 or older so a camera can look at your large intestine.
Oh, a colonoscopy?
In the U.S. version of The Office, what is the name of the company where the characters work?
Dunder Mifflin.
He used to be a tight end for Tom Brady on the Patriots and the Buccaneers. I will accept his nickname.
Gronk. Gronk.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
You said Gronk as if it was the AI.
Yeah,
app.
I'm sorry. Gronk, Gronk. Give me a break.
Close enough on that one. It doesn't matter anyway. Katniss Everdeen was the main character in what book/movie trilogy?
The Hunger Games.
Final question. A particle with an electric charge is a proton. What is a particle with no electric charge?
A neuron?
I mean, you're close, but a neutron.
Oh, like Jimmy. Gotcha.
Oh.
Okay, final score today, Alyssa 4, Linda 1. So sorry, Linda.
Well, we knew that. I knew that.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be all right.
You're gonna rebound. You're going to have a better day. You'll try again some other day, and next time you'll beat her. How about that?
Next time it'll be 5 for 5.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Linda, we've got some fantastic prizes for you. Hang on. We'll hook you up, okay?
All right, thanks. My name is Linda. And I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Taylor Swift, Opalite, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. So, Alyssa, you were right. When you are on a job interview, mm-hmm. a lot of times you're going to hear about all the perks that the company offers. But
that's a red flag, I feel like, when they start pushing the company perks.
I have never, ever thought of it that way.
Are you serious?
Because I'm always looking for the perks.
Mm.
I never thought that it would be a negative thing, but according to this article, the perks sound nice, but it actually might mean they want you to work harder and longer. So let me talk about some of these work perks, because according to this list, these are not necessarily good things. Number one on the list is probably one of the biggest perks that we have around here.
Is it free food?
Free meals.
Yep. So I worked at an office about 3 years ago that they had a pantry fully stocked at all times, any snack you could ever want, and a full fridge full of full meals, pop, the works, everything free. And it's the worst place I have ever worked in my life. The worst my mental health has ever been at a job. So when I hear that kind of thing, my red flags go bing, like...
I was looking at it from this perspective. We get free meals like Red Robin was here a couple of weeks ago and catered a lunch.
Yeah.
And Pizza 216.
Every now and then, like a pizza party type of deal, I'm good with. But I think when it's just like a constant, like it's always there and you're getting hundreds of dollars worth of Costco drop-offs for the office, then I start to question, hey, could you pay me more maybe? I don't need all these Doritos.
I never thought of it that way. Number two, and again, this is actually my number one, gym membership.
Mm, I know you love this because we have a gym downstairs
exactly.
in our building.
Yes. So here at the Halley Building, there is a gym in the basement area that we have access to because we are tenants of the Halley Building.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to use the gym and I don't have to pay for a gym membership anywhere else. It saves me how much?
It is a pretty nice gym.
How many dollars a month?
I will give it that. That is a very nice work perk that we have.
This is a work perk. But according to this list, it's something that you should look out for. Like, it's a negative thing.
I think it's just the idea of if companies are pushing their perks, then they're trying to distract you from something else. Like, how bad it is to work there.
Number three on this list. Something else we have. Unlimited vacation days.
Okay, to be fair, I think that this is becoming more common.
To have unlimited vacation days?
I have read studies about this. People actually tend to take less days when they have unlimited than they do if they have like a set amount to run through for the year.
This is a new thing for me to have the unlimited vacation days. And what I find what I'm doing is pretty much what I've been doing my entire career. I just take off the times that I usually take off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never denied. Now, the unlimited vacation days, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, we're going to take off the entire month of December. You know, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
They're not going to approve that.
No.
Let's see. Flexible work hours is on this list. I would say that we're somewhat flexible. Somewhat. I mean.
Somewhat. We got to be here, like, right now, though.
Yeah, the hours that the show takes place. But then
yeah.
after that.
Oh, yeah. After that, it's kind of a free-for-all.
I think so. on-site childcare. Now, that's something we do not have.
No, but I could absolutely see how that would be worthwhile.
What else is on this list? Happy hours, team building retreats. That would be a red flag. If they if they had team building retreats, I would probably deny the job. I would not accept the offer.
Like,
I
am
not doing that.
I had a friend that worked at BuzzFeed in LA, and every Friday they had margaritas on the roof. But she only made like $12 an hour. And she was like, please just pay us more. Like, I don't need a margarita machine. Please.
Game rooms are on this list. And nap pods. Mm. Actually,
I would love a nap pod.
I would love to hear from you if you have a nap pod at work. If you have a nap pod, you must be a nurse, doctor or nurse, or let's see, what else? Air traffic controller.
Yeah, that's literally what I was thinking too. Like something at the airport. I don't know. Like somebody working all night.
Yeah, if we're
UPS, maybe.
If we're taking naps at work, something went horribly wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.